Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a long time, more than 10-year, actually more than 13-year member of our Brain Trust now. That's right. He's been with us for a long time, and he is an independent financial consultant. But that doesn't really tell the story, folks. This guy's got he's got a management financial management taproot that's very deep and very wide, and he's been helping us for a long time. We've asked him to join us today, talk to us about a couple of things. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Boy, great to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, Sam, what is the business community's attitude this morning, today, as a result of the election? What do you think is the attitude of the business community?
More optimistic, but tempered by reality. The reality being that it changes the Republican sweep changes some things, but it can't change maybe as much as we would like to think that it might.
So you think the business community? So folks, in case you just now woke up and you didn't follow what happened last night, Republicans have gained control of the Senate. Undisputed now. There's no. We don't have to worry on. We don't have to wait for Louisiana's runoff or whatever. It's undisputed that the Republicans are now going to have control of the House and the Senate. They gained 10 seats or so in the House. They gained 7 seats at least so far in the Senate. So they've got control of 2 of the 3 major branches of the government. And so now that's happened, Sam. You think that this is just that fact is a hopeful event for the business community?
Well, one thing is obvious, and this happens every time there is a midterm election. The stock market goes up, and that's a reflection of the optimism of Main Street and Wall Street, but it's an optimism of the business community overall, and that is. It's a relief from uncertainty. So now we have some certainty for the next 2 years, which is about as far into the future as most business folks look. So
can we put a little bit of a point on that certainty thing? And to me, when I hear you say what you just said, what I hear is the legislative body, House and Senate, will actually complete their work, put it in the form of a law, and give it to the president. So it'll have, the desire of the legislature of the Congress sitting there on the table, and this is what this side wants, and then we got the president on the other side, and he's going to say yes or no, and now there's no question who's on what side, who's for what.
Well, exactly.
Businesses need that kind of clarity, don't they?
They do, and it'll put more pressure on the president to either sign it or veto it. Now, something that a lot of people don't know is that the Senate Majority Leader can simply refuse to bring legislation that has come from the House to bring it up for discussion or a vote.
Sam, I think we all know based on Harry Reid's performance over the last few years. I think everybody knows that. I mean I actually think, Sam, that this election wasn't just a repudiation of President Obama's policies as much as it was a repudiation of Harry Reid's leadership. What do you think?
Well, yes, exactly. And he simply, if it didn't fit the Democrat agenda, he wouldn't bring it up for a vote, and it died. So a lot of things came out of the House that simply didn't go anywhere because Harry Reid wouldn't bring it up for a vote on the Senate. Now things can much more legislation will come up, and it will go to the president for either veto or signature. And now that the president is looking for his legacy he will want to do some things that may compromise so that he can go down in history as having been a guy who did compromise in some ways to get some things done.
We'll see about that. I'm not so positive. I don't know that President Obama has that ability. I mean, I just don't think that's in his nature. And I'm not saying that in a pejorative way. That's just an observation. But I do think one of the benefits that the business community, and I'm talking about small and large companies, will get from what happened yesterday is they will have some clarity on who stands for what. Specific issues, there will be specific issues brought to the table, and both sides will get to declare. And that's the kind of clarity and eliminating uncertainty, Sam. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get some more thoughts from Sam on this topic and others after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.